Playing today's hits and yesterday's favorites, this is Jam FM time once again for Town Talk. Today, speaking with head librarian Susie Gerald. First of all, thank you so much for speaking with me.
I'm glad to be here, Daniel. Thank you for having me once again.
So, we've got some nice news we want to talk about. We want to talk about some of the other things happening at the Wawa Public Library, but let's focus on this grant that you have received. What is this grant and what's it for?
This grant is a grant we received from the Government of Canada for New Horizons for Seniors programs. So the staff here at the library came up with a few projects that we were interested in doing. And so we've taken off with that already. The grant money came in at the end of last month and we started with our New Horizons Knitting Connection. And this project will gather seniors. And the thing about the seniors grant is that it's senior-based, senior-led. So everyone involved is a senior. So we're going to do this knitting connection. So we're inviting all seniors to share their talents of knitting or crochet. Come into the library. We have a 2-hour slots every Thursday from 1 to 3. We provide the knitting needles. We provide the wool. We provide patterns, anything you need, all the accessories that go in with knitting, as well as a coffee. Hopefully we'll get some treats there for next week. Just come and sit and knit. And all the projects that we knit, we want to give back either to the community or some worthwhile project. So it's all giving back to the community and keeping the seniors active and busy.
So is this something that you would need to attend every week or just any time you want to?
Anytime you like, whenever you're available, you can leave your project here with us if you don't want to take it home. If you want to take it home and work on it as well as home, that's you're more than able to do that as well. It's come and go as you please. Just we're hoping to produce a few things that we can give out to people who are in need.
Okay, and this is the main thrust of what you're getting out of the funding is this knitting connection then?
We have a couple other projects as well. We're going to do this summer a New Horizons Intergenerational Buddy Reading. The goal to this is to pair up a senior with a student or a child and have them share the love of reading between two generations. And the goal also is to teach the seniors a little bit about maybe Zoom. If they can't meet in person, we can do a Zoom meeting and just any technology the library might have, whether it's the use of an iPad to get onto Zoom or hotspots, things like that. We want to bring technology to the seniors as well.
That is certainly an admirable idea. Is there anything else that you want to mention as part of those efforts?
As well, we're going to try and start up a shut-in outreach program. We're looking to have senior volunteers and also looking to identify seniors who may not be as mobile as other seniors and can't get out to the library and use those services. So we're hoping that we can, again, have a training course for seniors to show them about Libby so that they can in turn teach the shut-in senior about Libby, about how to get onto our website, how to use the hotspot again, anything that gives them the ability to access the library. And if it's as simple as just checking out and bringing them a library book and picking it up and dropping it off, we can do that as well. We just want to get our library services out there to everybody.
That is great to hear that definitely working on that connection and those library services are certainly great.
Absolutely. And this grant will enable us also to buy those large print books that we need for seniors to make it easier. The audio books. We'll be purchasing the books for the intergenerational buddy reading so that they can each keep their copy of the books afterwards. There's so much we can do.
That is fantastic. Certainly a great pot of money able to do all of those things.
Yes, and like we're going to also buy some more comfortable chairs so that when people do want to come in and knit, they have a more comfortable space. We're looking at buying cushions for the chairs to make it more comfortable for the seniors to sit in. We actually got built a new coffee cart. Our last one was very wobbly. I just wasn't trusting it very much. So we got a new coffee cart built, so that was part of it as well. So we're getting a few little extras for the library as well.
Fantastic. And I know a number of other things are happening over the library. Not everything is aimed at seniors. You also have a lot of things for kids and youth and a few things open to a lot of people. What are some of the other things that are frequently happening over at the library?
Well, we're still doing our after-school program, so we have a great group of kids that come every day after school, and we're doing our chess club, our craft club, story time, clay club, and game day, and they're having a blast with that. We also have our tot time that happens every Wednesday morning from 10 to 11, and we do that while the library is closed so that the these kids can run around and explore the library as much as they like without, you know, getting in anybody's way. And also we have our adult craft club on Wednesday afternoons from 1 30 to 3, I believe. Leslie always has a nice craft prepared for everyone, and they have a lot of fun doing that.
Well, it sounds like a busy, exciting place, which is certainly great to hear.
Yes, we're very busy, and we're always trying to bring something new each month, so we're open to ideas. If there's anything anybody out there would like us to try and do, bring it to us, and we'd be happy to see what we can do with it.
Well, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Daniel. Appreciate your support.
Once again, that is Sue Gerald, the head librarian and CEO of the Wawa Public Library, joining us for Town Talk, heard at 9:30 Thursday mornings on Jam FM.